Okay, Sheni Parshas Kitisa is obviously a massive aliyah in the story of the Egel Azav and the immediate aftermath and the different consequences, whether it was the Magefa, whether it was the Misas Karev, which Rashi says is a Be'edim V'Hasra, whether it's B'dika Sota, the idea of Hidei Malachi Eleich Lefanecha, the withdrawal of Kadosh Baruch Hu from Klal Yisrael, and the Avelos of Klal Yisrael, which is a great raya to the Rav's approach, that Avelos is about Hester Panim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's withdrawal from the Machana, his sending a Malach instead, is cause for Avelos, because it means by definition that there's Hester Panim. But I don't want to focus on any of that. I'm actually going to divert our attention for a moment to something which I think requires attention, and we've discussed a little bit of it in Shir Yomi recently, but it's actually a Rashi al Torah that I feel I need to emphasize in light of some recent discussions. In some ways, the sort of the high watermark of Torah history, think about it, it's just before Chet HaEgel, Vayarham Kivoshesh Moshe Laredes Minahar, is the very next pasuk, Vayikahel Ha'am Al Aron, and from that moment on, Lachred, and things were never really the same, right? You know, this is the beginning of Imayin, Mechenina Misifrcha Asher Kasavta, right? Of course, the Chet HaMeraglim would be the nail in the coffin of the generation, but Uviyom Pakti Ufakati Alechem Chataschem, the Chet HaEgel is a primordial national sin of Klal Yisrael. So this is the high water mark. This pasuk, Vayitena Moshe Kechaluso, L'daber Ito Behar Sinai, Shnei Luchos Haidus, Luchos Evan, Ksuvim Ve'etzba Elohim. So these, right, if you read the Pshuto Shel Mikra, this is, right, the original Torah Shebichsav in its form. So there's a beautiful, medrash that Rashi quotes, Kechaluso, Kechaluso Ksiv Chaser, not Kechaluso Malei, but even if it was only 40 days, right? Torah is Mayim Shein Lahem Sof, so how could he possibly learn it? So just like, there's this kind of a bridging of the Chasan and Kala together, it's kind of a merging, I should say, of, their personas. So that's exactly what we have. Nimsu la Torah b'matana kekala l'chasan. Dvar acher, and I think this is, I'm going to make an argument that we can put the two drashas together. Makala miskashetes, excuse me, v'chavdalad kishutin. So Akala has up to chavdalad tachshitin. Hein amurim b'sefer Yeshayahu, which are described in the third chapter of Sefer Yeshayahu. Af tamid chacham, tzarech lios baki b'chavdalad svarim. So a Talmud Chacham, for somebody to really be a Talmud Chacham, so they have to take learning Tanakh very seriously. Lios baki b'chavdalad svarim. Now, again, Rashi quotes it as a Dvar Acher, but I think that these are not mutually exclusive drashos in Chazal. Shelo haya yachalom od kula bizman muat, so therefore, nimser la Torah b'matana kechala l'chasan. To have limud Torah really be begeder al tikri morasha ala mi'urasa, that it reflects the marital bond between the Kaddish Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael, it's not enough to know Mishnah and Brisa and Tosefta and Bavli and Yerushalmi and Sifra and Sifrei and Michilta, and Rambam and Ravid and Tur and Beis Yosef and Shulchan Aruch and the Gra and the Shach and the Taz and the Ketos and the Nesivos and all of the responsa literature. But for it to be Chasan V'Chala, for it to be a true merging experience, then I think Ma'akala Miskashetes B'chav Dalad Kishutin Af Talmud Chacham Tzarech Liozbaki B'chav Dalad Svarim. The mashal to a marriage is instructive, right? A marriage is comprised essentially of two different planes. A marriage operates along two different planes. So one of them is sort of the operational day-to-day plane, right? In terms of executing the responsibilities of managing a bayis neman b'Yisrael together. And I think in many ways, so that is analogous to the Torah Shebal Peh, the halacha, the mishpatim, the chukim, the mitzvos, b'chol dikdukeyem, epirtoseihen. And that is axiomatic. But also a marriage is built on certain foundational values. You may not have the opportunity, you will not have the opportunity to discuss them every day. Of course, you live them out every day. But there's certain basic values, basic axioms along which, right? A union is first founded, and the nimshal here is obviously the Chav Dalad Sfarim. If you want to know, as the Gemara in Makos, right? We're building this, we're reconstructing from the Gemara. You know the idea of Ba Micha VeHamidan Al Shalosh. And then, and if you don't like that, says the Gemara, then we'll take Chabakok v'tzadik ben munaso yichya. Right, the idea of the great values of Torah are to be found in Tanakh. The basic principles of what it means to be an Oved Hashem are distilled in Tanakh. So, Af Talmid Chacham, even somebody who's mastered the details, Tzarech Liot Baki Bechav Dalet Sfarim. And that's part of Makala, as we said, Miskashetes Bechav Dalet Kishutin. And I don't think it's, again, mutually exclusive with the Limud of that the Torah, bonds Klal Yisrael to Kadosh Baruch Hu Kikala Chosan. For a marriage to be successful, for it to really be as deep as it possibly can be, so it should reflect all the details that are the very lifeblood of Torah Shebaal Peh, but at the same time, it has to speak to the broader values of Torah, and the broader values of Torah to be understood in Torah Shebichsav. Again, we don't learn halacha from Torah Shebichsav, right? The Tzedukim try to. Torah Shebichsav is obviously where the discussion begins, but we need the proper interpretation through Torah Shebaal Peh. But we have the basic values of the Torah, v'tzadik b'emunaso yichya, ma'ashem elokecha shoel meimach, kim liyiras Hashem elokecha, and so many examples along those lines. So af tamid chachem sarech li uzbaki b'chafdol etzvarim, and the price that you pay is not just, okay, you failed in with respect to the Gemara Avodah Zarah, and the Kiddushin, Alter Kivishin Antim, Alo Vishilashtem, Shlish B'Mikra, Shlish B'Mishnah, Shlish B'Talmud, but I think you miss out on much more than that. Sometimes if a person only sees the trees, they've missed the forest, and it's, if a person doesn't have Kiddushin to you, if a person doesn't have Yasisa, Yashar V'Yatav, if a person doesn't have Yalachem Shabbason, right? A person doesn't have Uladav Kavo, a person isn't animated by those broader concepts, so their Avodas Hashem, it can be, right, a million trees and no forest, there can be no overriding guiding principles of ahava, ira, v'chadome, and the person is deeply lost, like a marriage that has become soulless, loveless, right, that it's only about, sort of the operational day-to-day details, as essential and important as those are, but they aren't guided by a certain foundational understanding, a certain basic value orientation. Why are we building a family? What are our aspirations for this family? That I think is Av Talmid Chacham Tzarech Liyos Baki B'Chav Dalet Svarim. So hopefully this was a relevant discussion. Ve'hameivin Yavin.